part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, once again, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Again, Baldwin McCullough Live Saturday night. The best dang 2 hours you're ever going to have on a Saturday night, people.
Tonight, my friends, I can promise you several things, one of which neither one of us will call for Marines to hold umbrellas over us today because we're such pansies we can't stand in the rain for ourselves.
Easy.
President shouldn't be asking Marines to hold. He should be holding the umbrella for the Marine. Now let's get started.
And Mr. President, when it's raining, please don't tell us that it's raining.
Like we couldn't tell from either the beads of sweat or the huge raindrops falling off your nose. And in this week, it could have been both.
Or the several multiple issues we're going to address here on Baldwin McCullough Live.
No, but can you believe that? Like, he's doing. First of all, if you have rain in the forecast, why do you do your joint press conference from the Rose Garden?
Because he's got to say Davey.
No, but why do you do it there? You can have it in the East Room.
Who said that? Somebody just said on radio the other day, like, go back inside the White House.
You've got the East Room. That's where you do your joint press conference. He was with, for those of you that are just joining us and have no idea what happened this week, the president was doing, prime minister of Turkey, I think. The Turks.
Yeah.
He was with the Turks. And comes out, and they decide to do a joint presser in the Rose Garden. And so it starts to, drip, drip, drip.
Right.
Trip, 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 trip. And, the White House press corps has no umbrellas. They're out there. Okay, Mr. President, can we ask you? Oh, it's leaking on my notebook.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to ask.
I think
that's it. It was a strategy to make the reporters forget what their questions were.
Whatever he can do at this point.
Now,
I got to start like this. All right, two things very important.
Let me finish that. So for those of you that don't know what's going on, he's in the middle of his thing. He's doing the press conference. He doesn't like the rain. So could I have? Let me be clear. Could I have a Marine come with the umbrella? And then you see this strained picture in all the newspapers the next day of this Marine like just rock solid,
dead fast,
and the president going, "Is it raining?"
Yeah,
it was really kind of weird.
Yeah. I haven't freaked out on the program in quite some time, I don't think. I've been pretty good.
I would agree with that.
Because we now here in 2013, we're the kinder, gentler Baldwin McCullough.
That's what we said we were going
we're
to
kinda,
be, yes.
We're here, but here's the poetic justice. We chose to kind of make the show just more fun, more entertaining. Like, let's stop bashing Obama, because just... People drank the Kool-Aid, and
any president that would have done
America.
This, I would have done it.
America's going to heck in a handbasket because they nominated and brought this guy back in, voted him in again, blah, blah, blah. Now, isn't it just hilarious that now this guy finds himself roasting in a cauldron of issues?
Of his own making, I might add.
No, but you know what's really wild? Unfortunately, Kevin, you and I have been bashing our heads against the wall, just trying to just basically say to America and anybody else that hears this program, guys, how can you ignore, how on a common sense level can you just look the other way when all these things are going on? And that was just, health care and other things and how he got those things done. But now you have the AP and liberal media and a lot of politicians who have supported and trusted this man, now they're kind of saying, yo, buddy, you may have gotten yourself, backed into a corner now that only you can be responsible for.
Well, it's one thing and I will admit this, it's one thing to have a press corps who's got your back wind, you know, it's like nothing's going to touch you because we're gonna make sure you've got this nice little shield around you and that we don't have to report things that we don't want to, and then only if Fox reports it or, you know, the crazy internet media. So he takes his best constituency, right?
Yeah.
The mainstream press. And he turns around, his Justice Department turns around and grabs all their private information about their phone calls for the months of March and April. Just all of it. Recordings and phone numbers and who they called and when they called them and secret sources and tips and hotlines and every phone line in the building.
Right.
There's like 20 general numbers to the Associated Press. He took all of them.
And now they're also wondering.
They took all of it.
Yeah. And now they're also wondering, in that effort of targeting the media bubble, were they listening to conversations between the media and members of Congress?
Well, and the AP's going, you did what? Like, where this got to be really a problem was the day that the president of the AP goes, homie, don't play. So stop.
And when that president of the AP called the president homie, nobody questioned it. When Stephen Baldwin called him homie.
It's a different intention altogether. Yeah. No, the last bastion of loyalty that the president had, besides the African-American community, was the press corps. And now they've gone and they've taken huge liberties with the privacies of the press corps.
Mm-hmm.
And now the feathers are up on the back of all them chickens.
It's like, and I don't want to break it down when we get into the specifics of this on Baldwin McCullough Live tonight. I want to break it down. You got the AP story, the IRS story, and Benghazi ain't going away.
No.
And it's like, guys, disagree with us, fine. But I would love some insane Obama supporter to call this program tonight and justify what's going on here. And justify what's going on here.
Well, can I give you the miniature version of what that is this
Please.
Week?
Sure.
Okay, so you've got all the scandals erupting at the same time. And I will show you this. Jay Carney goes on your friend Piers Morgan's show.
My friend.
Because you guys are buddies.
I'll see him tomorrow night.
You're such good buddies.
Yeah.
And we got to talk about that, too.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win, Penn or Trace? We'll get to that.
Anyway. Yeah.
So he goes on. He goes. Jay Carney, the press secretary, goes on with Piers Morgan. And Piers Morgan asks him a relatively good journalistic question, which that
shocking
that in alone for itself was worth stopping all the presses for. Piers Morgan asked a real journalistic question.
Which is our fourth conspiratorial issue in subject for tonight.
So he asks him. So, Jay, how are you going to deal with all these scandals all at the same time?
Now, let me ask you, first of all, do you ever think you'd have to deal with three scandals like this at the same time?
I dismiss the premise, the idea that these are scandals. One is...
So he just dismisses it. No, they're not scandals.
Sure.
And this is how he explains them. He goes on.
The total concoction by Republicans on the first hand. You know,
and that's Benghazi. So he's saying Republicans made up Benghazi, total concoction by them in the first place. Here's what he's saying is a total creation of Republicans. The fact that the ABC newsroom and other mainstream organizations,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't say Fox, I didn't say townhall.com, I didn't say Newsmax
right.
or World News Daily,
McCullough, yeah.
or any of those. ABC News.
Throw us in there for.
ABC News revealed that when they got the narrative on Benghazi, first it was this. And then they added this, and then it went back to that, and then it was over here this, and then out of the blue, somewhere in like email 4 or 5, they go, hey, we probably shouldn't talk about terrorism. Let's just, I don't know, make up a random story about a YouTube video and stick that in there. Because Greg Hicks, who was the number two guy in Benghazi, called them the night of the attack and said, guys, they asked him, is this in relationship to that crazy YouTube video that's going on out there? Because, you know, in Egypt they had huge protests. He's like, no, the consulate's under attack. They have mortars. It's Al-Qaeda. They rolled in completely organized. So that's what Greg Hicks is telling them on the ground the night of the attack.
Yeah.
So somewhere in those 12 sets of talking points, they go, hey, what do you think we should put in this YouTube thing in there and tell Susan Rice to go on all the shows and say that? Yeah, that would be good. Now, I don't know how that's Republicans. creating this.
Right.
Because that's what the email showed, and ABC News reported it. Not Fox, well, not one of these other groups that they want to marginalize all the time.
Well, it's gonna, and now you have the headlines on all the networks, you know, seeking the truth. What is the truth? What is the truth? What is the truth? Yeah. And what's going to happen is, in all of these three issues, maybe not Benghazi, because they've smothered that enough right now, but certainly with the AP issue and the IRS, the more and more this spirals out of control and they lie and continue to lie, people are going to see the truth.
So we're taking your calls. The bitter clingers that we are we justified? Are we validated now? 888-340-3373. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We'll be right back.
Baldwin McCullough Live.
I dismiss the premise, the idea that these are scandals. One is a total concoction by Republicans on the first hand. You know, and the other, I mean, it depends on the IRS issue. Absolutely. Inappropriate behavior, wrong activity by personnel by the IRS, and action needs to be taken, is being taken, and will be taken.
You know what happened, though? This week, after they revealed all this bad behavior, this administration that had been the smartest people we've ever elected in our lives.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
The most highly educated.
Sure.
The highest accomplished. The first African-American editor of the Harvard Law Review.
Do that again.
The brilliant.
No, stop. Do that again.
The first African-American editor of the Harvard Law Review.
That was good.
The Eric Holder, whoever he is. He's some big, important guy. All the smart people that we were... In fact, when he made someone in charge of the IRS that hadn't paid their taxes in 10 years, that was seen as a stroke of genius, we were told. Genius that we couldn't quite grasp ourselves or get our mind around because we, the regular people, were just not smart enough to understand. These were the smartest groups of people that had ever sought, gotten, achieved public office in any way. They were the shining stars of the universe until this week.
Just, but not before.
And then it was all like, I didn't know anything until I saw it on the news. I saw that on the TV. I don't know. 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 Only what I knew in the press. Only what I saw on TV. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What I saw, I just watched on TV like all the other regular people did. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever was in the press, that's what I saw when I knew it.
Those naughty IRS people.
No, that's everybody. That's the president. That's Eric Holder. That's the IRS people. They were like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Only what I saw on TV. Now, how do you... You're the smartest people that have ever lived in the existence of humanity. Suddenly, I don't know. I just was standing there one day and then I just saw it on the TV.
This is going to get good, homie. In
one of the reports,
You reap.
The inspector general.
What you sow, daddy-o?
Said that these groups in the IRS that were being targeted by, and this was supposed to make us feel better or in some way lessen the responsibility on the president. They said these rogue employees in the IRS that did this somehow spontaneously and completely accidentally targeted only 500 conservative groups. Completely by accident.
Yeah.
But those two rogue employees, and they made sure that they said, oh, it didn't go any higher than that. It was just those two guys. Somehow, they were working in positions that, according to the report, said had little to no supervision.
Mm-hmm.
Which is helpful. Because now that I know that people that I'm supposed to be paying my taxes to are not paying attention to the people that work for them, then when they say, here's a gun pointed at your head if you don't pay your taxes, I'm going to say, yeah, right.
Well, I have no comment on it.
That's true. We should probably leave you out of
this. Lord knows that people have some opinions about me and that.
Let's talk to Jane in Rockland, California on line 3. Jane, welcome to Baldwin McCullough. Hi, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
We're just trying to make sense of
Hello?
The smartest people that
Hi,
have
guys.
Ever lived in the entire history
you,
of humanity.
We got you.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Well, Jane, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Can you hear us? Jane?
Fix it, guys.
Jane?
The callers have to hear us. No, we heard her hang up. She hung up because she couldn't hear us.
Well,
so
Jane, we heard you, but we had a little glitch, so call us back. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Jane, we apologize. Please call us back.
Let's try line 1, Ralph in Red Bank. Hey, Ralph.
Yes, good evening to both of you, and I want to say kudos to Steven for being all over the place with that commercial of his about turning your mouth fairly wide.
Thank you.
That's a very good commercial, by the way.
Thank you.
But that being said, there are two questions I'd like to ask.
Real quick.
Which one, in your opinion, either you can win or you still win the worst? The fact that Obama lied and tried to cover it up? And or he doesn't know anything. That question is answered. I want to also say this. Obama, in my opinion, is one of two things. He is the acting president and or a mere figurehead. And the way this man carried himself, I'm worried, deeply worried about how the image of America abroad is.
Okay, Ralph, well, before we get too far down that conspiracy path. And by the way, I have all new patience and appreciation for conspiracy theorists now.
Yeah.
Because everything they told me that I should be worried about, I kept saying, no, 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 come on. You know,
now, wait
look,
a minute.
He's got goodwill.
Barack Obama is not an alien from another planet, and that's final.
How do we know? How do we know? He said, you can trust us not to take your guns away.
All right.
And Jon Stewart plays that clip one night on the, and you know, Jon Stewart, the huge raving conservative that he is, plays a clip of Obama going, why would anybody ever question whether our administration would ever be trustworthy on the issue of taking your guns away? Why would that ever be? And he cuts right to CBS News going, tonight it's been revealed that the Obama administration's IRS department has secretly and systematically targeted 500 conservative organizations.
Yeah.
And Stewart's answer is, okay, that's it. You lost the last arrow in the quiver.
Yeah.
So, Ralph, to your question, let me answer that question, and thank you for the call. Which is worse, the cover up on Libya or that he claims to know nothing? I kind of got to think that it's the claim to know nothing that's the worst lie. Because everybody looks at the
IRS?
Libya stuff and goes, yeah, well, of course you're lying about that. That's easy to see.
Right.
But
it's easy to cover up.
The I don't know thing, after having supposedly been the smartest man ever born since Einstein.
Right.
Not just to serve in the United States. He won a Nobel Peace Prize before he got peace declared anywhere. Who does that except the smartest man in the universe?
See, now, the observation I'm making about Ralph's question is simply this. His question was, is he the acting president or is he a acting president?
Yeah,
what I want to know.
Yeah.
No, I just want to, yeah, exactly. Is he just acting like a president?
888. Well, that was good. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's try Jenny one more time in Rockland, California. Jenny, welcome. You're back.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Can you hear us? Jenny, can you hear us?
Hello.
All right. Jenny can't hear us. Let's keep working on it. I don't know why Jenny can't hear us, but pick up the...
Tell her to hold, yeah.
Tell her to hold. We'll do that. So we're going to take the break. It's Baldwin McCullough. Where'd the music go? The music was there. We just had music. Oh, there it is.
It's all Barack Obama's fault.
Yeah, I'm going to start blaming everything on him. Because
absolutely.
Until they say they have reasons for why they don't know.
With the problems we're having on Baldwin McCullough Tonight Live, we don't know.
We don't know. But it's not our fault.
Right.
Except in their place, they kept saying, but we have good reasons for doing it. We don't know, but we had good reasons.
And we do, too.
Coming right back. Hope you're having a good Saturday night with us. It's Baldwin McCullough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Johnson.com.
It's a Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. And he's Kevin McCullough.
Yep.
This is Baldwin McCullough Live, the best dang 2 hours you're going to have on a Saturday night, just about anywhere, really.
And what we're asking you to comment on is the idea that the, it's real simple. Those of us that had, you know, some concerns about government, but didn't go so far as to say, well, we think they would confiscate our guns or, you know, try to, I don't know, wiretap the press corps or target specifically just political opponents with the IRS or, I don't know, get our bright and best killed in the line of duty in Libya. Those of us that didn't want to think that our government was doing that, but those of you that did and had theories for all of that, is it vindication now? The bitter clingers, the people that said, hey, you know, this government, they're terrible, you can't really criticize them now. Because evidently, almost everything that they kind of imagined happening, that everybody said, no, it's not possible. You're not going to have a government like, what kind of government would target just one side of the political aisle with the IRS? That'd be kind of dumb.
and obvious.
Well, until they confessed to doing it, I guess it would seem kind of dumb.
No, they didn't know anything about it, Kevin.
Well, they don't know. But they know that it was done for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's the official excuse.
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do with it. I very much don't know anything about it, absolutely nothing. But I know that we did it for a good reason. Okay, what was the reason? Well, I can't really share that with you. It's confidential.
Right.
888-340-3373. Dare we try Jenny one more time? Jenny, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you guys on Bob and Cola for a while, and it's great. Hey, Stevie B, I wanted to tell you I wish you a happy birthday on your Twitter.
Thanks.
And hey, I'm one of you and I are on Twitter. Twitter people.
Just because you've teed it up for me.
There's only about 90 million other people in that category, Jane.
And Kevin hates when I do this, so that would be twitter.com/ Stephen Baldwin with a PH and the number 7. Thanks.
Nice. Yeah,
I don't hate you doing
that.
You
are following me on Twitter. So.
Of course.
Jenny, did you want to just call and chat with Stephen, or did you want to have a comment about something we're
comment.
Talking about?
Well, I think you guys are doing a wonderful job because I think this message that you guys need to get out because all the media that is grounding who wants to be into like what Obama is doing to all the people who are like saying, oh, can he do that? Or can he just wiretap everybody's phones? And it's kind of weird because I'm like me. I work all the time, and I hear stuff, and I go, get over it. I say, just get over it, because Obama needs to be impeached.
All right, Jenny. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jenny.
She's not the only one that thinks that, by the way.
Is she still there?
No.
All right. See you, Jenny.
She's playing footsies with you on Twitter now.
Yeah. Now, that would be like one of my homies on Twitter, people like that.
Sure.
And we just talk all day and just, you know, and giggle and act silly.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. You've got all the different scandals. Are people justified in their desire to assert that this government is coming after you in untoward ways? Do you still think that conspiracy theorists are crazy? Or do they make a little more sense to you this week than they did a week ago?
Yeah. And
I've decided I'm not even like Ron Paul and Alex Jones. I'm not going to be mad at them anymore.
Well,
you say whatever
Alex
kind of
Jones
crazy stuff you want to say it there.
I love Alex Jones.
No, he's on this network.
Alex Jones is genius.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody that has said crazy stuff that I've thought was crazy.
Your wake up call.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm gonna. From now on, the burden of proof is on Obama to prove he's not some nut job leftist conspiratorial wacky that's trying to kill everybody.
Who you're convinced is a space alien?
A Muslim space alien at that.
Whoa, easy. How much time we got?
Can space aliens have religion?
Owen can't even talk to us.
I'm
great.
Not sure.
We're doing a good show, and Owen loses it.
It's Baldwin McCullough. Conspiracies are us now. 888-340-3373.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near
near you.
To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now. Do it.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986. 673.
McCullough, glad you're with us on a Saturday night, every Saturday from 9 to 11 Eastern. And join us next hour as we continue the discussion when I ask Stephen, who will win tomorrow night's Celebrity Apprentice live finale? Coming up next hour, we'll have that conversation. By the way, those of you listening coast to coast on great stations like WTBN in Tampa, Florida, all the way up to Fairbanks, Alaska, WFAR, from San Diego, California, all the way to, let's just say, the ANSA 970 in New York.
Yeah, baby.
And anywhere in between. Thanks for telling your friends. Those of you that are catching us on Sirius XM tonight, we appreciate you being there as well. And Stephen and I have a really important thing that we want to keep in front of you. You've heard us talking about the children that we're trying to get clean water to in Haiti. 1,000 worst-case scenario kids that are drinking water that's infested with fecal matter. And it's causing disease, and they're dying from it. Our friends at the DoMuchGood.com coalition, which include Food for the Poor, radio hosts Steve Day, Stanny Johnson, obviously Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough, and others are coming together to try to get clean water into the hearts, lives, and hands
of Haitian orphans that have had all of their freshwater supplies corrupted since 2010's earthquake. It's very simple. 855-916-4673. One gift of $100 will give one child clean water for the rest of their life. That's 0.0078 cents per day. And friends, let me tell you the good work that you're doing so far. We are 184 children away from getting all 1,000 kids the water that they need. But I don't want to leave a single one of those 184 kids out. So tonight, if you could say, how many kids will I give clean water to, and jump on board, you could help us get that full 1,000 children completed. And they need it. They're going to die without it. One in eight are dying before the age of five because of lack of clean water. 1-855-916-4673, 855-916-4673. You can also give online at domuchgood.com. Takes about 30 seconds if you have your credit card out when you get online. It takes about 30 seconds.
That's awesome, homie.
Yeah, 184 kids to go.
Totally awesome.
Anyway, we're talking about the scandals that, man, did it just keep on coming. Like every day this week, there was just something new every single day, and even within each scandal, there was new revelation. Does it give us permission now to just go full-blown conspiracy theory? This group is a bad bunch. They're trying to take down America, and we must do everything we can to impeach and get them out. Is that where you're at now? 888-340-3373. Let's talk to line one. Michael calling from Tampa, listening to WTBN. Hi, Michael. Welcome.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Calling from WTBN, Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, welcome.
All right, I'm with you guys. First time I've turned you guys on ever, really. But I'm listening to you guys, and everyone I know is talking about this. It's very clear that I've been saying for a long time now about the government. Now, my question is this. I know the Congress is questioning the soon-to-be ex-head of the CIA.
Right.
Not the CIA, of the IRS. How can we accept, as taxpayers, an answer like, I don't know, I don't remember, or I can't recall? I mean, are they going to have another hearing where he actually brings those answers back? Where he, I don't know, but I'll find out. How come the congressmen are not demanding that the position that he had for as long as he had it, he's being paid from us, taxpayer citizens paying his salary. There's only one position like that in the whole country. It's a very rare position to have. He has it, and he's abusing it. And he has people below him that are abusing it, and they know they are. They got caught, and they admitted it, and they all lied about it. What can we possibly have a bill written up saying that if we ask you a question, you don't have an answer, you're fired on the spot? Otherwise, we're just going to go around in a circle every single time because we can't get answers from them if they don't want, if they're going to lie about it, or if they're not going to say they have an answer, like I don't remember or I don't know. That's not an answer today. You have one of the highest positions in this country.
Right.
And, answers when you come to a hearing.
And a very powerful one, Michael, in that he can point a gun to your head and say, give me your money legally. Like that's.
I wish we could take that power away from the government to go to a corporation and say, we're going to take the money before the employees get it. And the only way that these people are ever going to understand, on both sides of the aisle, the only way they're ever going to understand is if we take away their ability
right.
to have power and money.
Michael, I totally hear you. Thank you for your call. You bring up the exact same point that so many have in so many days gone by. But maybe, Stephen, this is where we might turn the corner on this. Is it time to get rid of the IRS altogether? I think there's at least people that belong to 500 specific organizations that would say, sure, let's do that now. But, yeah, I think, and Michael, just so you understand what's going on here, this is a big dance.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the first round of the dance.
Absolutely.
Because it's even now been proffered, and I think it's been confessed to, that even how they leaked the fact that this was going to become a story was all planted. They planted an attorney in a press conference to ask a question, and they so far the administration has been very much in charge of how the information has gotten out. And Congress is going to do what it's going to try to do. But at the end of the day, it's really the American people rising up saying exactly what Michael said. You work for us. You owe us an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
And until we choose to do that, and I mean really do it, we're going to get government that likes to play around the edges. Let's talk to Eric. He might have a different opinion on it. Line two. Eric, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Don't subscribe to your theory that the Obama administration's any more conspiracy than any previous administration.
That wasn't my theory. That was my hesitation for the longest time. The fact that they have three scandals simultaneously erupting right now, Eric, does that give you full confidence in the current administration?
I don't have any confidence in any administration that's in bed with corporate America, and that includes the previous administration of W. Bush, who went ahead and forced the Patriot Act through, who gave away all of our civil rights. That's a far more damning piece of legislation than anything Obama's done right now. And yet I didn't hear anybody screaming bloody murder for W's impeachment over that, and that's all because it was in the guise of the fight of the war on terror.
Right, because your life's been interrupted by the well-being of the Patriot Act.
Yeah, it has.
Okay, how so?
Various neighbors of mine have had their places searched without having any warrants read to them.
Are they
just because of hearsay of somebody saying that they were doing something?
All right. Well,
and
Eric,
that has a direct effect on my life because now.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855 Allicin. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. We've been talking about a lot of stuff tonight, but Kevin McCullough brings... Eric, pick it because I can't see it.
No. Eric, you wanted to ask Eric a follow-up question.
Hey, Eric, are you still there?
Eric in Michigan, line two, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Yeah. Stephen had an additional question for you.
Yeah, because you, you were concerned about your friends and neighbors there that were searched and all that. I'm just you know, in New York City and in other major metropolises, they have this stop and frisk thing where they're just, you know, you're walking down the street with a knapsack and all of that, and they can just, you know, pull their car over and, you know, put your hands up against a... Just wondering, is that all right with you when they do that?
No.
Of course, if they had done that, if they had done that with Tamerlan and Tsarnaev, there'd be three more living people in Boston right now.
Well, you know what, boys? That's a catch-22 of living in a free society called America.
Right. Huh?
It's called a civil right. If you don't like it, if you don't want to have people have freedom, then you just point-blank say, you know what, if you're a certain color, or if you're a certain sex, or if you fit a certain racial profile, we have the right to do anything we want to you.
So, Eric,
we pull you on the side of the road and search you.
So,
if you live,
do you believe then that America like had 9/11 coming? Like,
it's going to come down to you guys.
Not going to come down to me.
It's all fine and dandy when it's people of different color or minorities, but when it starts happening to white people, sooner or later, then all of a sudden people are going to start.
Right,
crying,
Eric.
Way too late.
We're totally abject racist. Thanks for pointing that out. I just have a simple question. Do you believe that we should just let anybody walk in with anything they want, go anywhere with it, do anything that they jolly well please?
Yes.
All the time. Okay.
So then your preference,
Eric, would have been to allow Boston to take place.
Yes.
So you think it's a good thing that 210 people...
I don't think it's a good thing. That it's called freedom.
Okay.
If you want to go ahead and start searching people, you might as well just call yourself Germany. Because that's exactly
right, because that's what Americans deserve. We deserve to just live in a world where 210... get injured, maimed, legs taken off, especially when an 8-year-old child dies, when we could have had just one simple thing, you know, checking backpacks as people came into the marathon area.
Because you fit a racial profile. That's called freedom.
Okay. I'm just glad to know, Eric, that you're okay with Americans getting blown to bits. And just,
I'm okay with people having the freedom to walk around the country where they don't have to worry about being searched because they fit the racial profile of the month.
Eric, last question.
Good with people getting
last
blown
question.
Up.
Using people who died in a terrorist attack as a guilt trip to pass legislation to encroach on people's freedoms is actually treasonous and it's
right sick. Because Eric, in your mind, there is no such thing as terrorism.
Oh, no, there's terrorism, but that's part of living in a free society. You are going to have to just deal with it.
Okay.
That is the part of being free. Things that happen, the bad things that happen...
All right, bud, we gave you a second segment.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers. And meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.